And a rebel story.
We'll have Winnie the Witch.
And a rebel story.
And a rebel story. Hmm. Which would you like first?
Rebel story.
A rebel story.
Yeah, but Winnie the Witch is in there somewhere. It's Winnie the Witch in Winter.
Winnie the Witch in Winter. Hmm.
It's a book that you never saw.
Angelina's Halloween. The Tale of Mrs. Tiggy Winkle. The Way Back Home.
Winnie in Winter.
Winnie in Winter. By Corky Paul and Valerie.
Winnie in Winter number 3.
Oh, yeah. Will we start with that one?
Yeah. No. Rebel story first. The first time that Rebel ever fell in love with a polar bear.
I remember the first time Rebel ever fell in love.
Actually, on the first time that Rebel ever fell in love with a good witch that turned him into a frog.
When did that happen? Oh, I remember. It was raining that day.
Oh.
That was the day when Rebel woke up. And it was coming up to Halloween. And we were living in Limerick in Ireland. And I was about 5.5 years old. And Rebel was the little dog, as we've often spoken about.
What number were you and what number was Rebel?
Well, I was number 1 in the family. And Rebel was number 1 in the family too.
What age were you?
Oh, what age? I was 5 and Rebel was about 2.5. And it was Halloween, and it was on the morning just before Halloween, and I woke up especially early, so I got confused, and I ran downstairs thinking it was Halloween, and there was complete silence in the house. There was nothing going on. And the only thing I could hear in the corner of the kitchen was something snoring.
It must have been Rebel.
Well, you probably don't think dogs snore, but I can tell you small Lakeland Terriers living in the house where I grew up sometimes snored when they were small. And I listened to him and I listened to him and I thought, I don't like him snoring, so I decided I'd play a trick on him. And I went over to the sink and I got a glass of water. And into the glass of water, I put a small bit of water. And then I got a spoon out of the drawer. And I went over to him. And I put a bit of water on the spoon. And I was just going to splatter it straight into his eyes and wake him up with a great laugh. When he suddenly jumped up, he literally jumped up in his sleep. And he hopped out of his basket. And he looked at me and he barked. Then I realised that he actually didn't like having water splattered on his face.
What, because did you splatter on?
No, but he saw me with the water and the spoon and he just knew I was going to do something. And dogs have a funny way of doing this. He just knew that I was going to do something he didn't like. So he barked. And then I got cross. And I got cross with him. And he was cross with me. And we had a very difficult day.
What happened?
Well, he just wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't wag his tail. And I wouldn't talk to him. I didn't rub his chest. And I didn't rub his back. I didn't try and climb up on top of him. And I didn't try and throw him a ball. I just ignored him. And he ignored me. So we had a very funny day. But later that day, something marvellous happened. We were just ignoring each other. I was probably just playing with my toys and he was probably just going to sleep or something. And there was a ring at the door and it was getting dark in the afternoon.
What was your mum and dad up?
Well, actually, my mum and dad were in the kitchen. They were chatting in the kitchen.
Oh, what were you? Were you and Rebel in the kitchen?
No, we weren't in the kitchen. We were in another room in the house.
Where?
In my playroom. I had a kind of playroom which was always a mess. And we played there all the time. But Rebel was in there with me. But I heard the bell first. and I ran to the front door. But I didn't get there first. Rebel went very quickly past me, and he got there just before me. And I opened the door, and standing at the door was a witch. I just nearly fainted. In fact, I'm sure I nearly fell out of my trousers. The witch was there. A big, long, black cape and a big, dark hat.
Were you scared?
I was absolutely frightened. And Rebel barked, and I was ever so glad he barked, because I felt safe with him beside me. I knew the witch wouldn't take me and him, and he would fight to save me. But the witch sounded nice, actually. The witch said, "Hello, I've come to bring you a witch." I said, "What? You've come to bring me a witch?" "You mean a wish?" "No, no," said the witch. "I've come to bring you a witch. I am a good witch, and I bring witches to people's houses." At this stage, Rebel was wagging his tail. He realised, I think, that this was a very strange kind of witch. And then I looked behind the witch and I saw that there was something very strange poking out from between the witch's legs.
It was another witch.
It wasn't another witch. That would be very strange. One witch poking out from behind another witch. No, it was something with twigs on it.
A cat.
A stick with twigs off the back of it.
Oh.
Arranged in a special way. And I realised that this was the witch's broomstick. This witch had a broomstick. But the witch said, "Come on, come on. Let me into your house. I've come to bring you a witch." And the witch bent down and started to pat Rebel. And Rebel started to lick the witch's hand. And then Rebel started to lick really hard. And the witch started to rub really hard. And then the witch bent down with two hands and gave him a big shake of the head. And then Rebel rolled over on his tummy and kicked his legs in the air. And the witch rubbed his tummy. And I thought, what's going on here? And then I realised that Rebel had fallen in love with a witch. He had actually fallen in love with the witch. He couldn't take his eyes off her. And the witch wouldn't pay any attention to me. The only person the witch wanted to play with was the dog. And the only person the dog wanted to play with was the witch. So I left them. I turned around and I walked back into the kitchen. And you know what I did?
What?
I went over. We had a bowl of fruit in the kitchen. And I took out an apple. And I brought the apple back. And I gave it to the witch. And the witch had a big smile on her face. And she said, "You're the first house in the whole of Limerick that I got an apple from. All the other houses wanted me to give them something. And you're the first boy who's ever given me something. You can have a second wish." I said, "Are you giving me a witch? Or are you giving me a wish? A wish?" She said, "A wish." And I said, "I wish that my dog would not fall in love with you. I want him to stay here." And then the witch lifted her hand and she clicked her finger really loud, like. And Rebel rolled over and he went to sleep. The witch bent down, gave me a big hug and said, "Cheerio, be a very good boy for the whole year and I'll see you next year." And with that, the witch got on the broomstick and flew straight up into the air, right up through the clouds, and disappeared. And I looked down at the ground, and there was my little dog, fast asleep, snoring.
What about the frog bit?
The frog didn't come until the following morning. The following morning, I had a look, and who was in the bed with Rebel? But a little frog. And do you know what had happened? The witch had given Rebel a present of a little frog.
Daddy, and the little frog. I said the witch turned Rebel fallen in love with the witch. And
we'll have to do.